Hi there, welcome to an ordinary review with PJ. In today's episode, I am reviewing the movie Jaane Jaan, which is available on Netflix. This movie is an Indian adaptation of the famous Japanese thriller The Devotion of Suspect X by Kigo Higashino. If you have not read the novel, I would recommend do read it. It's a fun thriller. But unlike the American or British thrillers, the story builds up slowly. You will need patience. In Japanese thrillers, there's a lot of intricate details that are captured and it builds up towards the suspense, which will give you thrill in the end. I have read the novel, so I was very keen to see the adaptation. And who better to do it than Sujoy Ghosh, who is an acclaimed filmmaker and a masterful storyteller. Remember his Kahani? It was a mind-blowing movie. Particularly the twist that he brought in the end in that movie, it is appreciated and enjoyed even today, after so many years of having seen this movie multiple times. Sujoy Ghosh is in fine fettle as he directs this movie Jaane Jaan, his adaptation of The Devotion of Suspect X. The movie has three central characters. Kareena Kapoor plays the mother of a young daughter who has escaped her estranged husband, Saurav Sachdeva, who is a corrupt cop and who was exploiting her. So many years ago, she escaped him, changed her identity, moved into a small town called Kalimpong, which is a hill town on the foothills of Himalayas in West Bengal. And she runs a local cafe there and makes her living. Her neighbor happens to be Jaideep Alhawat, a brilliant mathematician, a genius, who teaches in a local school there and whose sole purpose in life is to be the first one to solve the most complex mathematics problems. He also is a practitioner of the martial arts of Jiu-Jitsu. And the third character is of Vijay Verma, who is a cop from Mumbai who comes looking for Saurav Sachdeva because he is a corrupt cop. And when he lands up in Kalimpong, he realizes that he has been murdered. And his needle of suspicion falls on Kareena Kapoor and is trying to find out and prove that she killed him. The murder mystery is not so much about who did it. Because very early on, we do come to know that Kareena Kapoor kills her estranged husband in order to protect her daughter. And Jaideep Alhawat comes forward to help her cover up the murder. So the mystery is more about how he'll be able to cover up the murder. Will he be able to save her? It's also a battle between the equals. On one side is a brilliant mathematical mind of Jaideep Alhawat. On the other side is a smart cop in Vijay Verma. Both are shown as classmates, very good friends. They know each other very well. So how they will be able to outdo each other makes a very interesting dynamic in the movie. And to make the equation even more interesting, both of them have a soft liking for Kareena Kapoor. And that really adds to the entire narrative beautifully. All three have done beautiful performance in this movie. And I would say this is one of the best casted movies I've seen in recent times. I think the three actors chosen for these three roles are aptly casted. Kareena Kapoor is brilliant as mother of this young girl who is trying to save herself and her daughter from this murder. And for that, she seeks all the help she can get from Jaideep. At the same time, the vulnerability that she shows, she knows that she has committed the crime. So how she is able to handle that and how she is able to confront Vijay Verma is brilliantly done. She is a top actress and her performance is top notch. Vijay Verma plays this charming cop and it was a breath of fresh air to see him play a positive role because mostly we have seen him play negative roles. So he, you know, comes across as this charming cop who is smelling suspicion, who knows that Kareena Kapoor is the culprit but is not able to prove, and how he goes about doing that is brilliant. Particularly the scene where he takes her to the karaoke bar, it's also, you know, a matter of how she actually got the better of him in the restaurant before when they went out for for an interrogation and snack, and now he wants to get back at her and he takes her to the karaoke bar, and that entire sequence is very charming, and particularly the way he plays his charm in the karaoke bar with her is brilliantly done. Vijay Verma is absolutely awesome in this movie. But the most powerhouse performance of this movie is Jaideep Alhawat as this brilliant mathematician who is reticent, socially awkward, isn't able to express his feelings very well. He is brilliant. You know, his entire getup, they have a flat hairstyle, receding hairstyle for him. He has a little bit of a rambling walk. And he does come across as friendly, but at the same time creepy at times. He's done his part fabulously well. The movie's powerhouse performance goes to him. And I think brilliantly acted by him. Overall, this is a superb movie. I think definitely for something for you to check out. It's a thriller that you will enjoy thoroughly. The climax of this movie is very interesting. You will have to concentrate to really understand what really happened in that entire plan that Jaideep had laid out to save Kareena Kapoor. He also makes a very interesting line in this movie. He says that there can be two ways to look at a solution to a problem. Either you solve the problem and you know the solution, or you believe the solution that's given to you for a problem. And how that plays into the climax of the movie, this particular thing that the solution to a problem is, I think, something that you'll enjoy thoroughly as you watch the climax of this movie. Overall, a strong recommendation, Jaane Jaan on Netflix. Don't miss it. If you have seen it, maybe check it out again. If you've not seen it, do check it out. That's Jaane Jaan on Netflix. Thank you for watching An Ordinary Review and subscribing to my channel. I need more subscribers, so please reach out to your friends and family and get me more subscribers. I'll be very thankful to you. If you can't catch my reviews on YouTube, they're also available on Apple Podcast and Spotify. You can always listen in as you go out for a walk. I will be bringing more interesting reviews for all of you in the future. Till next time, do take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.